Good day, wonderful people. Welcome to Get CBOS for Sam, the first episode of the year 2021. Yeah, it is your favorite podcast, Get CP. It's up. First of all, I'll start off by saying Happy New Year to you guys. I'm wishing you a blissful, amazing, wonderful year, despite the fact that we're already almost through January, but it is what it is, you know. It's good to be back, and this is the first episode of the year 2021, and there's been a lot of things that happened in 2020 with the pandemic, and everybody's trying to adjust to life and then getting used to the face mask stuff. But we are here again in another new year. We're gonna try to kick off, get this started, work hard, move forward with ourselves and with our lives. And I really wish you guys all the best in this year. So that is why I've decided this first episode would be a little bit of look into the year 2021. How we've been so far in 2021. What has happened in 2021? How good has it been? Is it bad? What are the fun? What are the cruises we've had? You know, prior to coming to the new year. So yeah, that is why I decided to wait some few weeks to see how things are gonna play out. What was gonna happen? What's gonna be the trending news? And it seemed like we are going to be having a fun-packed, amazing year, because looking at a series of events that has transpired, just having spent 3 to 4 weeks in January alone, it's amazing the way things have gone. You know, really a lot of things have happened. So I'm gonna list all those things that actually happened, and I'm gonna really talk about them briefly, and you know, we can have a look about how 2021 has actually been for us. Okay, so the first the first day in 2021, we had a video of Dangote's butts going viral on social media. That was like nobody expected. I mean, the first week in January 2021, the first thing that goes online on the social media is the butt of the African's richest man. Who could have expected that? Then we had the Charlie saga, the paper and pencil game. Then we had the DNA test saga. Also, that also went a little bit viral on social media. The DNA, people trying to get to know if they're the father of the children. You know, and a lot of stuff like that. We still had then this cruise of the Single Men's Association in Nigeria. It was spearheaded by the popular Don Jazzy of the Ravens record. You know, it's very amazing to see how Nigerians can catch cruise with things, you know, relationship matters. And then you see a lot of people joining the Single Men Association and getting ID cards, you know, just trying to catch cruise and all that. And then we saw Toke Makinwa instigating close leg association for the ladies. That okay, if you're not gonna give us money, we ain't gonna open the legs. Okay, and you know, it was really nice to see something like that. And then, you know, it has all been fun. And then we have this issue of Nigerians actually being told to register for their national identity card, and a lot of people have been like, okay, we're not going to do it. No, the issue started last year, actually. The announcement has been made last year, and a lot of people are expecting the federal government in association with the NIMC to block people who have no registered yet, due to some specific dates they've given that you've no registered, you SIM, then you have your SIM blocked. But it seems like the federal government are just bluffing, because a lot of people are waiting that I want to get my SIM blocked, and then they just shoot the deadline day. They're like, okay, you know what, get your SIM done by this prior to that. The deadline for that is February 9, and if you don't get your NIN connected with your SIM, it's gonna be blocked. And you know, someone went ahead and sent a message back to the network provider MTN after they sent him a message that link to your NIN to your SIM right now, and he went ahead and typed, "I've got a coconut." That means what you gonna do? I mean, and that is one aspect I really want to see what's gonna happen. Really, are we gonna have people blocked? I mean, it's to be on a serious note, because all these network providers, Glow, MTN, Etisalat, Airtel, you know, all these network providers in Nigeria have millions of subscribers, and then if you are going to block those millions, it's gonna be a loss for those companies. And will those companies risk losing millions of customers based on a jurisdiction given by a government just to get people registered for their national identity card? You know, it's a way, way big story that if you look at it that way. I mean, so I just think it's a 50-50. Are the federal government going to stick to their cake and they're going to make it happen, block people that are not connected their NIN to their SIMs? Or is it going to be another extension like we've been seeing for the past two times now? So all that has been what we've been having in 2020. Remember, I listed the likes of Charlie, Dangote Sports, DNA. So I'm going to really talk about some of those things, not all of them. I'm just going to pick one or two that I found interesting. So let me just start with Charlie. It's something that is bakery as most youth. You know, it was very funny because it came out of nothing. It came out of a teeny, like, boom. And then there it was, Charlie trending number one on Nigeria Twitter accounts. You know, everybody was just following the trend, doing the Charlie stuff, and, you know, placing them. You've got to go two pencils and a paper. Then the paper you write yes diagonally and no diagonally. So then you press the pencils on the paper in a cross form. Then you ask a question, and then, you know, the pen rotates either to yes or no. And this thing has actually caused problem because a lot of people are feeling like the Charlie thing is a ghost, the Charlie thing is demonic, the Charlie thing, you know, is very spiritual and you shouldn't do it and all that. But after I did a little bit of research and I found out, okay, is this thing really demonic as people has actually painted it to be? And I find out the answer is no, it's actually not demonic. It's in fact a local game that originated from Spain. It was a famous paper and pencil game that originated from Spain. And what causes the rotation of the pencil is not because of a demon is answering you, is minor ear movement, because the way you position your pencil, it gives it a chance to be rotated or to be moved or to be tilted to a particular side diagonally by ear movement. So a little bit of breeze and then you have your yes or no. So that is much thoughts of it that you think, okay, Charlie is demonic. He's actually not demonic. So, and the question is, how do people get the demonic ideas? The game was actually played in Spain, then probably some people got to know about it and then started moving to the European nations, United States, and then from there, because of some occurrences that transpired after some young guys played the game, also youth played the game, people started targeting the demonic, probably some people killed themselves after playing the game and all that stuff. I'm not really going to all those stories but the thing is, Charlie game ain't demonic. If anything happens to you after playing that game, probably those things could have happened to you even if you play a game anyways. So that is the knowledge there. You pick something off the 2021 Charlie game ain't demonic. It's actually just normal as any game would be. So you get that right. Then another issue I'm going to really want to talk about is the DNA issue that a lot of people are actually trying to get to know whether they are the real father of their children, and the issues that have been floating online of even celebrities having issues not knowing who is who. And I think one major thing we need to know is that DNA test is not only meant for knowing whether you're the father of your child, your children. So it also gives many avenues, many chances to know some other things. So what are the things DNA give you a chance to know? First things first, the DNA, the full meaning of the DNA is deoxyribonucleic acid, is an acid that comprises of the traits and probably the gene of a human being, not only human beings, even organisms. So every organism, every living thing has a DNA. DNA, it's small cell that comprises of all traits and characteristics of that being. So you're thinking your DNA is gonna be the only avenue for you to actually know if you're the father of a child is being short-sighted in a way. Because you can use it to know a lot of things. One of the benefits of DNA is definitely to know who the father of the child is. It also enables you to know the lineage of your mother or your father. And it's what I mean by the lineage. You're trying to find out your roots. You're trying to know where you come from. Probably you don't really know where you come from. Probably for some Black Americans or Afro Americans in European countries who don't really know their roots, they can actually find out via their DNA test. They test it and then you get to know where you come from, even down to your mother's lineage or your father's lineage. That is one of the advantages of DNA tests. DNA tests also is very useful when it comes to knowing if you and your siblings are actually related. You know, sometimes a lot of mischief comes up, probably when the father finds out one of the child is not his and all that. But a DNA test can actually clarify if actually you are related. If they test the soul wanting child that is not the father's child and with the one that is the father's child, and you can actually find out you guys are actually related, probably from your mother but not the same father. So the DNA can do a lot of things. It also reveals one of the important thing I want you to actually take away from this DNA, not the fun part of the saga, who's trying to know, you know, who's the father or not, but one of the most important things I want to take away from this is that it also can help you to know hereditary diseases. And this is very important. We people in Nigeria, we don't really give chances to know things like this. We believe, you know, if things come with training, then we move on. But you can actually find out those diseases that are hereditary in your family so that you can work against or prevent or try to fight it before it happens. Because there's some diseases that are actually inevitable, probably because it's hereditary. You know, an example I can give that I know about is Angelina Jolie, the famous American actor. She found out that in family they have a very funny disease. Let me call it funny, but a disease that is hereditary, and that is breast cancer. I think breast and ovarian cancer. Yeah, I am correct. And then after some time, she find out that this thing killed her grandmother, affected her mother, and she actually had to remove her ovaries in order not to have the same kind of cancer. Now, that is what we were talking about. Through the DNA, through the gene, they found out that the disease is actually hereditary, and then she did something against that, and now she's living perfectly well, but people say without ovaries, yes. So that is one thing there. So you find out that she was able to know what to do against something like that because she actually knew from the DNA, knew from the gene, from that the disease, so disease was hereditary in the family. So you can actually use the DNA to know hereditary diseases. So I want you to keep that in mind and put that. Don't really go to, you know, most people we just go to social media and then look at the fun things, and then we don't really know how to get vital information out of those fun things. And these are the key things we should put in the back of our mind, even with all the crews and, you know, the people that are giving events to children for different fathers. That is our balaban. So another thing I think people should actually know is, okay, how much would it cost you to get a DNA test in Nigeria? I'm just going to give you a estimated, not really the actual, but an estimated price is likely to be. So if you're gonna have any DNA test, at least the least amount you should have and is 100,000 naira. So for any DNA test that you're going to have, make sure you have at least 100,000 naira. Now, it can be more than that. It can be, because depending on the situation of the test or the circumstances around the test, to determine how much more you're gonna pay. Because there are different situations. It can be a paternity test, maternity, it can be for anything, it can be for even court cases. So it depends on the situation that will determine the increase And also it depends on the number of people actually involved. If you have two people involved, you have to test for two people, definitely know you have to pay for two people, you know. So all those factors can actually affect the prices. So that is that about that. So 2021, as I can say, has been giving us a lot of talking points. We can see from Single Men Association to the DNA to Charlie to Dangote. I don't really want to go to the Dangote saga because it's one of the most hilarious things we saw. And then, you know, one thing about that stuff was that it was unexpected and it was just there. You know, there was a famous song that sung by Burna Boy, say Dangote, sing they find money. And then we actually found out that Dangote himself is even catching crews, having fun, carrying bait. So if the richest African is getting himself in a relationship, that leads me to where I'm going to. Why the hell are you not in one? You can have fun, you can hang out ladies, just, you know, cruise and all that. You don't really need to have money. Even Dangote is having girlfriends, so okay, let me get a fuss of it. And then I'm looking at the Single Men's Association. I'm actually trying to round up. Look at the Single Men's Association. Please, guys, if you're in that association, my advice for you is to leave now or now before they carry your bill. Because Valentine is coming. Where is your boyfriend? You are sleeping at home. By February 14th, you will hear that song very well. In fact, February 10th, 12th, 13th, that song will be some people's ringtone. Because, yes, we are still in January, but you know, if you want something to be actually be good, you actually prepare ahead. So some people are already planning to ruin some people's Valentine, and some people are actually planning to make some people feel special on Valentine's Day. So one of the talking points I've actually been surfing the internet, actually we've seen, is Valentine. So a lot of people have been talking about it because I've been like, okay, dude, we're still in January. It's like, yeah, but yeah, Valentine's coming. You know, somebody even said, no matter how much some girls save, some guys will still receive posters and save it. And book it. You know, like, what? Some guys don't, some ladies are already wrapping that singlet and boxes. Okay, but what can I say? You can up your game. There are a lot of under Valentine offers out there. Gentlemen boxes, boxes of gifts that you can actually purchase. It's actually from a range of 100 something thousand. Yeah, well, I'm available if you want to purchase from me. You just contact me. I'm available. I'm a man. So, but you know, one thing about Valentine is it's a season. I don't want you really think Valentine is only meant for couples or people in a relationship. Valentine's can be an ability to share a moment with people you love. It can be your family, it can be your best friend, you know, it can even be your guy, you know, aspire guy to guy, or your guy, just, you know, drop, you don't really need to drop something. You can just make a person feel special. There are a lot of things you can do to make people feel special. You can sing a song, direct them a poem, you can, you know, surprise them with probably little gifts. You know, the essence of Valentine is to show love to one another, not just to catch cruise and spot people's day. Well, so no matter how hard it gets, don't let anybody intimidate you in preparing for Valentine's Day. Prepare at your own rate, prepare with what you have, prepare with something you can afford. Don't necessarily break the bank, because a lot of people go to the extent of breaking the bank and then they become broke after Valentine. Well, they are going to laugh at you if you get broke because of Valentine, because we, the Single Men's, okay. All right, that is that about that. It's lovely to have you guys, and once again, it's amazing to actually, you know that you guys have been listening to this podcast. Again, this gets people's first time, it's been lovely. And all I have to say to you as I'm going now is the pandemic is still out there. Coronavirus is real, it is killing people. You can do your own side of the job by wearing a mask. Please do wear a mask when you're going out. I've been outside probably a lot of time in Nigeria, and I'm telling you, a lot of people are very, very indifferent. The lackadaisical attitude of people are too much. I mean, you really need to use that mask, you know. And funny thing is, people that are using the mask, some people are actually mocking them. They're like, why are they using the mask? It's necessary, it's important, it's I don't want to say it's compulsory, but please use your mask. COVID-19 is real. It's real. Please. I know we're going to stay safe. We're going to be amazing. We're going to have a wonderful year. 2021 is just... it's going to be amazing for everybody. Stay safe. Stay blessed. Love you lots. And this is Fred Sam saying, have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.